that I can't wait for all you Rashad people to call in now. You left me out there on an island all by myself. Nobody gave Rashad a chance to win. Everybody was all about Quentin Rampage Jackson. All of you. I don't want to hear one person saying, Rod, I agree with you. I was with you all along. I was a man without a friend when I was talking who was going to win that fight. I never wavered once. I wasn't flip-flopping. I wasn't waffling. I told you from day one, Rashad was going to win.
Yeah, you and Jay Moore were on the same side.
Ha! 603, 4 hours of pain starts right now. Who wants in on that first phone call of the day? We had one of our great listeners that was out at UFC. Tons and tons of pictures he took for us. We're going to get those over to Jessica. She'll get those up under links and guests, as well as pictures from the boat trip. My first trip over to Lake Conroe. It was a fantastic weekend. It's good to be back in with you. Again, opening up phone line, 713-212-5945. Here we go.
From the Bud Light Studios, KTBZ, Houston, broadcasting in HD digital. A virulent strain of twisted sickness in the great big petri dish of Houston morning radio. Rod Ryan. On 94.5, The Buzz.
Good morning. This is Bill O'Reilly.
You go, girlfriend.
You are listening to The Rod Ryan Show.
This is madness.
On 94.5, The Buzz.
94.5, The Buzz. That's a great way to start this morning. I enjoyed that. Temple of the Dog and Hunger Strike. Good morning. This is the Rod Ryan Show, all back from the long weekend, shortened week. It's all good. It's all good. Again, what is it? Did you get an extra day to rest? Or was it just an extra? I got a feeling. I got a feeling for most of you it was an extra day to party, so you're probably feeling even that much worse this morning. I know I feel like I got kicked in the head a few times myself. 608. Mostly sunny today, high of 92, 77 outside right now. Let me see, a couple of guests on the show today, Steve Austin. That's right, formerly Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now he's like actor guy Steve Austin. But when Teresa goes through the lists of DVDs and CDs that are available today, Steve Austin will definitely get a mention. He's got a movie out there called The Stranger out today. Also, Extreme Doctor 90210, Dr. Ray, returns tomorrow to the E! Network. We'll talk to him today about who he's worked on. Blue October, acoustic show in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get you in. I've got... we're going to play the Milo Hamilton game for sure. That's a done deal. I kind of speculated we would. We're going to absolutely play the Milo game in the 7 o'clock hour. We got to do something, man. We still got to stay behind our team. I know it's rough. Believe me, I know it's rough. I'm here. I'm right here with you going through this terrible stretch with this Astros team. But we'll give away some tickets in the 7 o'clock hour. That and a bunch of other things. Sam's on the show today. Fresh out of bed, head-to-head challenge.
Oh, Sam.
He's going for his third. Let's go for his third win. Okay, let me see. What do we want to go first? What direction? A lot of people calling in already. All right, let me go here. For some reason, Doug feels he has a couple of days to pay me. I didn't. What are the rules for paying on a bet? I'm trying to think. I mean,
I know.
You're making it sound like that. You know that there's a set time limit when someone has to pay somebody on this show.
No, I figured at least give me to the ATM because it took you like a week and a half to pay me the $5. Or you never paid me the $5, so...
Oh, snap!
I had to pay you immediately. You were able to pay us whenever you felt like it. So I just need to the end of the show to go to the ATM.
Doug! I'll wait. Go. I'll wait. Go to the ATM. I said that Quentin Rampage Jackson, friend of this show... I like the guy. I would root for him any other fight. Rashad was going to win that fight. Nobody was on my side.
I was on your
side. No. Nobody was on your side.
I knew he was going to win the fight.
You lie.
Now, Doug, where's my money?
Quentin Rampage Jackson lost all three rounds, Doug.
No, he did.
A three-round fight, Teresa. I can't believe guys are bitching about this fight. Rashad won all three rounds, and people are saying, oh, he shouldn't have won.
So how is it a scam, Doug?
Okay, no. Doug, please. 30-second scam. Go.
Scam.
It was the referee. He should have called that fight. Rashad was down. There was four clean shots to his face. He was unprotected. He did not do anything
to protect himself.
No, he was protecting his head from the mat as it bounced off it.
He was protecting himself still. Listen, they stop UFC fights so quickly now. Man, I'll tell you what, I never see him going too long.
Were you nervous? Were you nervous when he
hit
the mat?
Of course I was. It doesn't matter. My man won three rounds out of a three-round fight.
I know.
I had to fight people at my house.
Yeah.
I had to fight people at my house. They're like, no way, no way. I'm like, he won all three rounds.
No. He controlled the fight. It wasn't domination, but he did control the fight. I'll give him that.